Good afternoon, everybody. The coming week Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol, so I thought we would speak a little bit about the topic of Shabbos HaGadol together today. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tov Lamed tells us that Shabbos Shelifnei HaPesach Korin Oso Shabbos HaGadol Mipnei Hanis Shena Asibo. The Shabbos that precedes Pesach is called, it's dubbed Shabbos HaGadol because of the miracle that transpired on that Shabbos. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch leaves unexplained what exactly that nis was. And therefore, the first question that I'd like to deal with today is why exactly is Shabbos HaGadol actually called Shabbos HaGadol? And what is the nis that's the foundation for the name of the of Shabbos HaGadol? And then the Rama comments on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, V'haminag lomar b'mincha ha-hagadah. There's a minhag to recite the Haggadah during mincha of Shabbos HaGadol, mitchilas avadim hayinu ad l'chaper al kol avonosinu. Not the entire Haggadah, but rather the section from avadim hayinu until l'chaper al kol avonosinu. So that's one practice that's associated with Shabbos HaGadol, and of course very familiar to us is another practice that's associated with Shabbos HaGadol, namely the drasha that takes place on Shabbos HaGadol. So we have two practices that are specific to the Shabbos, namely the Kriyas HaGadah, mentioned by the Rama, and also the Drasha of Shabbos HaGadol somewhat singular in our calendar. So the second question I'd like to address is what is the basis for these different practices of the Kriyas HaGadah and the Drasha of Shabbos HaGadol? Why is it that we have each of these minhagim on Shabbos HaGadol? And the third question is there any relationship between the first two questions that we outlined? Namely, is there any connection between the practices that we do on Shabbos HaGadol, like the reading the Haggadah or the Drasha, and the nes of Shabbos HaGadol and the reason why Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol? So let's begin with the first question as to the basis for the name of Shabbos HaGadol, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Mipnei HaNes Shenaaseh, what exactly was the nes that serves as the foundation for Shabbos HaGadol? So there are many, many, many answers to this question, but I'd like to address the two primary ones that are mentioned by the Rishonim. The first one mentioned by the Tur is accepted by many of the Rishonim, and the Tur explains that the first ever Shabbos HaGadol took place, of course, during the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And according to Seder Olam, the date of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tesvav Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, was on a Thursday. So if you count back 5 days from Thursday and you get to Yud Nisan, then Yud Nisan was on a Shabbos. What's special about Yud Nisan? So the Torah tells us in Parshas Bo that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Klal Yisrael to set aside their Korbanos Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan. And again, according to the Torah's calculations, based on Seder Olam, it happens to be that the 10th of Nisan that year was on Shabbos. So the day in which Klal Yisrael set aside their Korbanos was the Shabbos that preceded their exiting their freedom from the enslavement in Mitzrayim. Now, what was the nes that was associated with Klal Yisrael setting aside of their korbanos? So the Torah explains further that when Klal Yisrael set aside their korbanos and they tied their sheep to their bedposts, so the Egyptians came and asked, they questioned, what exactly are you doing? Why are you tying sheep to your bedposts? And Klal Yisrael responded that they were going to slaughter these sheep in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command to have a Korban Pesach. And of course, we know that sheep were actually Egyptian gods, so we would have expected the Egyptians to be outraged at the prospect of Klal Yisrael slaughtering their gods. And nonetheless, the Egyptians were not able to respond and object to Klal Yisrael, because as the Medrash says, Shinehem Kehos, their teeth loosened, and Hashem prevented the Egyptians from causing any harm to Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that Klal Yisrael made known that they would be slaughtering Egyptian gods. So that was the Nes Shenaaseh on the first Shabbos HaGadol, and in commemoration of that Nes, so we also have we also dub the Shabbos prior to Pesach as Shabbos HaGadol again, in light of that Nes. Tosfos in Masech HaShabbos on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis quotes the Medrash Rabbah, which has a different version of the Nes, and Tosfos explains again according to the Medrash that the miracle was actually that when Klai Yisrael set aside their karbanos, so the Bechorim, the firstborns of Egypt, came and questioned why Klai Yisrael was doing this, and they explained that they were going to leave Mitzrayim, and beforehand there was going to be Makas Bechoros, during which the firstborns would be killed, and of course the Bechorim Mitzrayim were not very happy at the fact that if Klai Yisrael didn't leave earlier, then they were going to be put to death during Makas Bechoros. So therefore, they went to Paro and they beseeched Paro and said, "Please, please, let the Jewish people leave, let them go." And nonetheless, Paro refused. And the Bechorim Mitzrayim were so furious at the fact that that Paro would not release Klal Yisrael, that they actually started basically a civil war. They started to kill other Egyptians, and that's how the Medrash darshins the pasuk lemake Mitzrayim bivchorehem. We praise Hashem for the pashtos of the pasuk. The simple interpretation of it is that we praise Hashem for makas bechoros, for performing makas bechoros, but the drash on the pasuk lemaki mitzrayim bivchorehem is that we praise Hashem for having caused the bechorei mitzrayim to be makei mitzrayim, meaning the firstborns of Egypt actually struck other Egyptians in response to Paro's refusal to let Klal Yisrael go. And the only reason why the bechorei mitzrayim were even why they even knew that Makas Bechoros was about to happen was because Klal Yisrael set aside their Korbanos Pesach again on Yud Nisan, which fell out on Shabbos, the year of Geulas Mitzrayim. So those are two different versions of the Nis of Shabbos HaGadol, and that's why we call the Shabbos prior to Pesach Shabbos HaGadol. So now let's get to the second question, which is try to determine some of the basis for the practices that we have on Shabbos HaGadol. So let's first address the one that's explicated in the Ramah, the minhag to recite the Haggadah at Mincha on Shabbos HaGadol. So why would it be that we would go over the Haggadah in advance of Pesach, in advance of Leil Pesach and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So there are two main reasons that are brought in Rishonim and Achronim for this practice. The first one that's suggested by the Ravya and also by the Maharil is that the Haggadah would be reviewed in advance of Pesach for the purpose of familiarity. We want to know the words of the Haggadah. We want to have a basic understanding of the Haggadah, so that way when we get to Tesvav Nisan and we get to Pesach itself and the Seder, so then we're going to be able to better appreciate and better delve into all of the concepts and material that the Haggadah has to present to us. So the purpose to recite the Haggadah in advance would be to familiarize ourselves with the Haggadah. According to that line of reasoning, we might expect that this practice would be limited to people who lack familiarity with the Haggadah. So that's why the Rav Yoh and the Maharil actually explained, they incorporate into this minhag that the Haggadah would be read specifically with children. They don't just say that everyone would read the Haggadah on Shabbos HaGadol in advance of Pesach. Rather, they say that the adults would review the Haggadah with their children in order to prepare their children for the upcoming Leil HaSeder and familiarize the children with the text of the Haggadah. Because the whole purpose of reviewing the Haggadah was for familiarity, so therefore it's going to be limited to the segment of the population that actually needs some familiarity with the Haggadah, and that segment is children. But later on, the Levush explains a different basis for the practice to recite the Haggadah in advance of Pesach on Shabbos HaGadol, and he says that it's because Shabbos HaGadol was the Haschalas Geula V'Nisim. It was the beginning of the Geula process. There was a nis that took place on Shabbos HaGadol, as we just explained based on the Torah and Tosfos, and that being the case, so Shabbos HaGadol is actually marks the onset of the Geula process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if that's the case, says the Levush, so then that is ample basis to start involving ourselves or start engaging with the Haggadah, not only during the Chiyuv De'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at Tesvav Nisan, but even in advance, at the very beginning, at the onset of Geulas Mitzrayim, which is marked by Shabbos Haggadol, so too then we should also have the practice to recite some of the Haggadah. According to that line of reasoning, of course, the Haggadah, the recitation of the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah wouldn't be limited to a population that's not familiar with the Haggadah. It would extend to everyone. Everyone should have the minhag to recite the Haggadah in advance because everyone is involved in this Geula process, and it's incumbent upon everyone to mark that stage in the Geula. Again, the onset of the Geula based on the Nisim that took place on Shabbos Haggadah. So that might be one nafkamina between these two different approaches as to why the Haggadah is recited, namely, if it's for the purpose of familiarity, we might limit it to the population that needs familiarity. And if it's based on the Haskalas Geula V'Nisim, as the Levush explained, then it would extend to everyone. It wouldn't be limited just to children. We should note that the Maharshal has a tshuva, where he thinks that again, like the Maharil and the Rav Yah, that the reason to recite the Haggadah in advance is also for familiarity, but he seems to apply it not only to children, but also to adults as well, in which case that would just be kind of like an expansion of the original reasoning for the Minhag, meaning the original reasoning for the Minhag was just for the population that needed some introduction to the Haggadah, but later on it expanded to include all segments of the population. Now, it's somewhat well known that this Minhag is not accepted by everyone, although the Ramah points to this minhag in his comments on Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Hagra explains that actually this minhag should not be observed. The Gra thinks that the Haggadah should not be recited on Shabbos Haggadah. Why? Why does the Gra think that that this minhag lacks sufficient basis? So the Gra explains, based on the medrash that we recite at the Seder, that Yachol Mir Rosh Chodesh, we might think to start Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim all the way back from Rosh Chodesh. So Tamalomer by Yom Ahu. So we only do it on the actual day of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I by Yom Ahu Yachol Mibod Yom. We might have thought to do it before the night of Tesvav. So then we learn that Tamadomar Bavur Zeh B'Shash Yash Mata Umaru Munachin Lefanecha. So the Gra says that based on that drasha, so Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and our engagement with the Haggadah has to be limited to the time at which we have Mata Umaru Munachim in front of us, and that time, that specific moment, is Leil HaSeder. And therefore, says the Gra, that we shouldn't engage with the Haggadah prior to Leil HaSeder. We shouldn't recite the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah because we should limit the Haggadah to the time of the Seder. Now, I think that this comment of the Gra really assumes the reasoning of the Levush. Because if we think that the whole basis to recite the Haggadah in advance is for the purpose of familiarity, so then the contention of the Gra doesn't seem to really be justified. After all, if we're learning the Haggadah in advance to prepare ourselves, then we're not doing that b'torah sipur yetzias mitzrayim. We're not learning the Haggadah in order to actually recount the details and the events of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. We're just doing so that we're familiar with the text, so that we can better appreciate it when we get to Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Leil HaSeder on Tesvav. So if that's the case, then the whole claim of the Gra seems to fall to the wayside, because we're not using the Haggadah for the purpose of sipur yetzias mitzrayim, which is really what undergirds the Gra's citation of the Medrash of B'shashi Yashmatzu Moru Munachim Lefanecha. But if we accept the reasoning of the Levush, the reason why we recite the Haggadah in advance is because Shabbos Haggadah was the Haskalah of the Geula and the Nisim, so then what the Gra is responding is, he's saying that of course Shabbos Haggadah is marks the onset of the process of Geula, but the Levush has taken that too far. Meaning we shouldn't recite the Haggadah as an expression of that onset, as an expression of that stage, because when we try to recite the Haggadah as part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and as part of re-experiencing that Geula process, so then the recitation of the Haggadah needs to be limited to the specific time of Leil HaSeder. It cannot be said any moment in advance of Leil HaSeder. And that's exactly what the Levush is trying to do. And the Gra is saying, based on the Medrash, that we cannot recite the Haggadah in advance of Leil HaSeder. So again, that would be an explanation of why we would not recite this, why we would not recite the Haggadah in advance of Pesach, why we wouldn't have the Minhag quoted by the Ramah, based on the reasoning of the Levush, that the Haggadah is said because it's Haskalas Geula V'Nisim, but we don't do that because the whole point of the Haggadah is that it's supposed to be intertwined with the very special night of Leil HaSeder, and it should not be said any moment in advance, even during the during Shabbos Haggadah, which marks the onset of Geulas Mitzrayim. So that takes care of the first minhag quoted by the Ramah, the minhag to recite the Haggadah. What about the drasha on Shabbos Haggadah? So I think that there are really two main approaches to the Drash on Shabbos HaGadol, one that has much more evidence than the other, but nonetheless, I think both seem to emerge from comments of the Achronim, of the Rishonim and Achronim. So the first is that we have a Drash on Shabbos HaGadol as a kiyum of the general halacha of Shaolin Vidorshin Behilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshin Yom. We know based on the Gemara in Megillah that there's a halacha that we're supposed to engage, we're supposed to study the halachos of Pesach 30 days in advance of Pesach. Some of the Achronim explain that that's really a halacha in Korban Pesach, that we study the halachos in advance of Pesach already a month before in order to ensure that we have enough time to select for ourselves a kosher Korban Pesach. And therefore, says the Bach, that nowadays then we don't offer the Korban Pesach, so then we can suffice with just a general drasha on Shabbos HaGadol, where the Rav explains all of the halachos of Pesach to his community. We don't have to do it 30 days in advance because we don't have a Korban anymore. The Mishnah Brura also signs on to that approach, and he says that even though we have one drasha on Shabbos HaGadol, nonetheless, individuals should take upon themselves to study the halachos of Pesach even 30 days in advance of Pesach, and this drasha of the Rav seems to be just the one public manifestation of that halacha of Shaolin Vidorshin Hilchos HaPesach Kodem HaPesach Shloshin Yom. And based on that approach, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the content of the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol should really be about Hilchos HaPesach. The Mishnah Berurah says that if it's just pilpul, if it's just going into the lumdus and the theoretical underpinnings of a sugya, or if it's just drash and it's just getting to the machshava and hashkafa of Pesach, so then you're not really fulfilling the chovah of the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol. If we really want to fulfill the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol in its most genuine fashion, so then it would have to pertain to the halachos of Pesach, and that is very sensible in light of the fact that it's rooted in this halacha of Shaolin Vidorshin, Hilchos HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach, Shloshin Yom. The only problem with that is, first of all, it seems to be, it seems to be that communal practice is that not every Rav just limits his drasha to the halachos of Pesach. And that's not just a common practice that we see nowadays. That's actually mentioned by the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays, drasha seinu b'inyanim achirim, our drashos are not limited to just the halachos of Pesach. And if that's the case, so then if the whole reasoning for the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol is based solely on the halachos of Pesach and Shloshim Yom, so then why do we even have the drasha to begin with? I mean, if we already, and just to explain further, the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays everyone has access to his Rav. He can ask a Shaila whenever he wants. Our modes of communication are far more effective than they used to be. So why would we, and therefore the drashos can be b'inyanim achirim. But then that just begs the question as to why we have the drasha, if the whole purpose and basis for the drasha is to relay the halachos of Pesach. So I thought that there was some evidence that the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol kind of goes beyond just the halachos of Pesach, and it's also supposed to be again kind of like a marker of the haschalas ha-geula of it's supposed to emphasize that Shabbos HaGadol is actually the onset of the geula process. And some of that evidence is first of all in the Shibolei Halakhet, where he explains why we have the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol. So he says, like the Mishnah Berurah and like the Bach, that we're supposed to the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol is supposed to concern the halachos of Pesach, but in addition to that, it should also incorporate Sipur Gevuros Hashem. It should also explain how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and all of the miracles that he performed along the Geula process. And if that's the case, then we would have to ask the question, if the drasha is just supposed to be about the halachos of Pesach, then why are we talking about Gevuros Hashem during that during the drasha? It's not to say that recounting Gevuros Hashem is that important in and of itself, but why would it have to be included in the drasha? But if we think that the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol is not only about the halachos of Pesach, but it's also about trying to express and trying to highlight the fact that Shabbos HaGadol was the beginning of the Geula process, so then of course, the drasha would also have to address not only the halachos, but in addition, the Gevuros Hashem that were on display during Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there would be two basic nafkamina lahalacha based on these two different approaches. Number one, which we've already mentioned, what content does the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol have to address in its ideal state? So according to the Ma'aril and the Mishnah Berurah, it would only have to address Hilchos Pesach, because the whole point of the drasha is to convey the halachos of Pesach. But according to the Shibolei Halakhet, it also has to incorporate Gevuros Hashem in addition to Hilchos Pesach, because what I'm suggesting, the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol is not only a kiyum in Shaolin Vidorshin, but it's also a kiyum in expressing the fact that Shabbos HaGadol is a chalos man of Haskalas HaGeula, of the onset and marking the stage of the beginnings of the Geula process. Another very interesting nafkamina is, let's say you have Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So let's say Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so maybe the first day of Pesach is on Sunday. So when should the drasha when should this drasha take place? Would we push it back a week, or would we have the drasha on Erev Pesach itself? So the Mishnah Brura, based on the Prima Gadim, explains that the drasha would have to be pushed back 1 week. You would have to have it the week in advance, even though the Shabbos that really precedes Pesach is Erev Pesach. So why would we push the drasha back 1 week? So they explain very cogently that the drasha would have to be pushed back a week, because if the whole point of the drasha is in order to teach and educate the community about the halachos of Pesach, so we need to give the community a sufficient time to implement those halachos. And if we just teach the halachos on Erev Pesach, then there's not going to be enough time to actually implement those halachos lamaisa. So therefore, the drasha would have to be pushed back a week. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays that our drashos are bitten yanim achirim, as we said before, so then the drasha could be on Erev Pesach itself. It doesn't have to be pushed back 1 week. And again, according to the way that we're explaining, that the drasha of Shabbos HaGadol is not just limited to the halachos of Pesach, but would also concern the Haskalas HaGeula and try to be an expression of Shabbos HaGadol being the first stage of the Geulas Mitzrayim, so then it would make sense that it could be even on Erev Pesach. It wouldn't have to be pushed back a week. The third question that we asked at the very beginning of the Chaburah is, what is the relationship, if any, between the practices of Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos HaGadol itself and its nace and its essence? So let's just try to kind of review all that we've said so far in light of that question. If we think that the practices of Shabbos HaGadol, like Kriyas HaGadah and the Drasha of Shabbos HaGadol, are pragmatic, they're practical in their nature, and that's to say that we recite the Haggadah in order to become familiar with the Haggadah, or we have a Drasha on Shabbos HaGadol because we need to know all of the halachos that pertain to Pesach. So if those are the bases for these practices, so then there isn't really any essential relationship between those minhagim and Shabbos HaGadol itself. Really, they take place on Shabbos HaGadol because that's the most convenient, that's the most optimal time to do them. Right? We read the Haggadah in advance of Pesach on Shabbos because that's when we have time to read the Haggadah, and we want to do so with the proper time period in between when we read the Haggadah and Leil HaSeder, when we're actually going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there isn't any essential relationship between the practice and Shabbos HaGadol. And so too, if the drasha is supposed to concern the halachos of Pesach, so we have the drasha on Shabbos HaGadol because Shabbos is a good time when people are free and they can hear the shiurim of the Rav and learn the halachos. And we have it on Shabbos HaGadol again in 1 week in advance of Pesach, because that's a good time to learn the halachos, and it gives us enough time to implement them afterwards. But again, there isn't any essential basic relationship between the practices and Shabbos HaGadol itself. But if the Kriyas HaGadah and the Drasha on Shabbos HaGadol are not just pragmatic in their nature, but they're actually supposed to signify and express the Haskalas Geula V'Nisim, as the Levush explains with regard to the Haggadah, or they're supposed to incorporate Gevulos Hashem, as the Shibolei Halakhet explained with regard to the Drasha, and the recitation of the Haggadah and the Drasha of the Rav is supposed to mark the beginnings of the Geula process, so then they are very much related to Shabbos HaGadol in its nature and in its essence. Because as we said at the very beginning, Shabbos HaGadol is the first nace of the real process of Geula. It spurred the beginnings of the Geula process when Klal Yisrael set aside their korbanos. So that was really the first manifestation, or the first concrete action that was taken as part of the Geula process. And as an expression of that time period, as an expression of that stage, so we have these minhagim of Kriyas HaGadah and the Drasha that try to bespeak the Nisim and Niflaos Habore that were on display during not only Shabbos HaGadol, but also afterwards going into Geulas Mitzrayim itself and the Chag of Pesach. I wish everybody a great rest of the week and a nice Shabbos HaGadol. Thank you.